in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we're off to New Zealand. The headline in Bloomberg. New Zealand joins US-UK in accusing China of cyber attacks. The lead paragraph tells everything you need to know. This is New Zealand, Five Eyes, but New Zealand has been a reluctant part of Five Eyes for many years. It has a new government. Things could change. However, it is significant in that the least among us is being bullied by the cyber command somewhere inside China. New Zealand joined the U.S. and U.K. in accusing China of sponsoring malicious cyber activity targeting democratic institutions. The Government Communications Security Bureau has established links between a People's Republic of China state-sponsored actor and hacking activity targeting parliamentary entities, according to the minister responsible for security in Wellington. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Rick, this is a window into what is presented as a reorganization of the Chinese military to take into account modern warfare, which is cyber, which is drones, which is space connection, low Earth orbit, high Earth orbit. So the fact that New Zealand is complaining, that strikes me as not new. But then again, it does say that the Five Eyes are getting organized. What is China doing to develop what looks to be a new confrontation between Five Eyes and its allies in China? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The reorganization announced by the People's Liberation Army on Friday the 19th is very troubling. What the PLA has done, of course, under the auspices of the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, is to take an organization created in 2015, the Strategic Support Force, and divide it into its main components. The Strategic Support Force was the PLA's attempt to try to master what it calls informatization, to harness the power of the microchip, computers, the networks, and space all together. It didn't work. My theory is that when the Strategic Support Force trickled down to the theater commands, there would be one general in charge under each theater command. And when the theater commander asked the Strategic Support Force general for counter space operations, he may have been talking to a general with a background in network warfare. Not a good match. I imagine that in exercises, this inconsistency played out enough to prompt this reorganization. So on Friday, the PLA formed the PLA Information Support Force, the PLA Cyberspace Corps, and the Aerospace Force, three separate organizations that will answer to the Central Military Commission.
Are these, this new organization, does that include what New Zealand is complaining about? Is there something within the military that's attacking New Zealand's democracy?
On many levels, John. The PLA Cyber Force, of course, is the source of New Zealand's latest complaint. But I mean, from its expansion of territory and bases in Antarctica to its pursuit of naval and air bases in the Pacific Islands, China is seeking to literally cut off New Zealand and Australia from its traditional allies. The Kiwis, of course, are very conflicted. Just in this past week, you've had old left-wing forces, the former foreign minister, Preble, former prime minister, Helen Clark, rise up against New Zealand, joining a portion of the new AUKUS defense arrangement. But New Zealand's cybersecurity folks have great reason to be concerned, even alarmed, as do the rest of us, because the new PLA organization is going to facilitate a much more efficient delineation of missions and facilitate targeted investments to help the PLA achieve dominance in these areas of network warfare, which controls all the unmanned stuff, cyber warfare, which gets inside our networks and takes them down, and then the aerospace force, which I believe will be targeted on dominating not just low Earth orbit, the moon and beyond, but also near space, that area just below low Earth orbit where the PLA Air Force will be making a major contribution.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, throughout this century, the U.S. military has tried to create jointness to sort of make sure that the branches, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, they work better. What you just described is the Strategic Support Force, which looked like a joint command, being broken into its constituent parts. Is China moving in the opposite direction that the United States has been trying to move in the last generation?
Gordon, I don't see it that way. I view this as a positive outcome for China's experience with trying to go joint. The joint structures basically demonstrated that the Strategic Support Force itself was not sufficient. It did not sufficiently serve the new theater joint force commands. So they've broken it up. And in its component parts, still again with subordinate commands for each of the three new forces at the theater command level, this will allow the theater commander to better access requirements from these new arms, from you know, networks, cyber operations, and then aerospace operations.
Gordon, a detail here. In the story at Ripley Defense, Li Wei, the political commissar from the now-defunct Strategic Support Force, will take that same role with the Information Support Force. He pledged to, quote, resolutely listen to Xi's instructions. There's something in that, Gordon, that suggests disloyalty. We had that purge of the rocket forces last year, which is old-fashioned nuclear weapons. And yet, we didn't have an adequate explanation to why. There was just the general charge of corruption, which everybody who's purged is corrupt, of course. But is this idea that Li Wei, the commissar for this new force, is resolutely listening to Xi's instructions? Is this normal talk? It begins to resemble the Kim farce. You know, they all stand around in their little books writing down whatever he breathes.
Well, John, it is traditional Communist Party lingo for the Chinese military officers to pledge absolute loyalty to the party. When they talk about loyalty to Xi Jinping himself, that's really a personality cult. And there are issues about loyalty in the Chinese military, as we saw in the last half of last year when perhaps 70 in the rocket force were disappeared, including, we know, the top two commanders. And we also know the very strange circumstances regarding former Defense Secretary General Li Shangfu. We don't know exactly what's going on, John, but these are things that do not happen in periods of stability. So when you have a major reorganization of the Chinese military, really so soon after the 2015 reorganization, you got to wonder what's going on. You know, I think that, you know, Rick knows the nuts and bolts of this, but I wouldn't be surprised that there was some really strong political lobbying and probably purges going on at the same time.
Yeah, Rick, there is reason to be suspicious here about a consolidation or a generalization of what did exist. So in musical chairs, some people go missing. Is that possibly what they're masking here with this idea of a change of direction?
John, I don't discount at all what Gordon has described. We have simply gathered too many indications of chaos within the People's Liberation Army to discount that. But looking at the reorganization from a purely military perspective, it would be good news for the PLA. Here you're creating three separate new services that will have requirements that will expand the requirements for officer billets. And for any military, that's always good news.
Well, I want to give some bad news here. Blinken to warn China over weapons-related exports to Russia. Washington considers sanctions on Chinese financial institutions, according to people familiar with the situation. This is the Financial Times, Europe, London, within these last hours. I'm presuming some of these reports are accurate, and they suggest that routinely China, using cutouts, is selling drone engines or drones to Russia to prosecute the war in Ukraine. Drone to me means cyber. I mean, you know, Tesla is a software company. Drones are a software company. So does that mean this new force is the one that they'd be tapping in order to sell drones and drone networks to Russia? Are we looking at the people who are doing it?
The information support force, the cyber force, and the aerospace force, John, would all be involved in helping Russia receive and use and employ even the drone exports, the drones that are being exported by Iran to Russia, and the drone components that the Chinese are selling directly to Russia that will assist the manufacture of new Russian drones. The aerospace force would be crucial. The United States is already criticizing China's providing aerospatial services to the Chinese, or to the Russians, I mean. This means that the Chinese are selling imagery, probably real-time imagery, moving imagery, video imagery, and hyperspectral imagery to allow the Russians to precisely target their Chinese and Iranian drones to kill more Ukrainians.
Gordon, let's press on this. We have a headline here saying that China's selling technology to Russia. Is that something Washington's ready to deal with?
You know, I would hope so, John. But, you know, we've had President Biden talk about lethal aid to Russia as being crossing a red line. But China, from the very beginning of the war, going back to 2022, has been supplying lethal aid in various forms. And it's my impression that China's becoming much more bold in its sales, as Rick has been talking about. And I think the reason is that China must perceive that the U.S. administration is unwilling to impose costs. Secretary Blinken just said that we were willing to sanction Chinese companies, and that would be a good start. But we got to remember, it's not those companies that we should be concerned about. This is a regime issue. These companies are not the primary actors in this, and we should be sanctioning the regime as a whole because they're directing what these companies do.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Rick Fisher of International Assessment and Strategy Center on the reorganization of some aspects of the PLA called Strategic Support Force before, called Information Support Force now. However, inside this, when we come back, Space Force. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.